This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, two reporters for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, Tony Hernandez, who's the county reporter, and Dan Kraft, you are again...
Special Projects and Enterprise.
Tony, start with you because you've got a story coming up this weekend about what's happened in the community of Cincinnati since that tornado hit on December 31st.
Yeah, so it's been pretty much 6 months since the tornado came, the New Year's Eve tornado hit Western Washington County. And this story will actually track a particular family that's just kind of dealt with the different types of blows that Mother Nature can throw at you, not just from the tornado, but from the crazy weather we've had in the last 6 months. So.
I have not been to Cincinnati since the tornado, but from the pictures I saw in the newspaper, it looked like it, and we know it took a very severe hit, the small community.
Oh, absolutely. And it still has very, very visible remnants of the tornado's path. So if you're driving along, you know, the County Road 59 and go along some of the other county roads, you can see that there's still the splintered trees and everything that a 500-yard tornado kind of, you know, destroyed in seconds.
How has this family done in those 6 months? Have they been able to try to get their life back together?
It's a very strong, compassionate family that's just, working to rebuild they sell meat at the farmer's market, so they grow sheep and cattle and chickens. They're a fantastic family and just kind of roll with the punches, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Now, and that runs?
That runs this weekend, probably, I'm not sure exactly, Sunday?
I believe that's our Sunday story.
Okay. There's a story about gambling this weekend, right?
Right. That'll be Monday. That's the July 4th holiday. Local casinos. Obviously, we have several over on just across state line in Oklahoma. Typically do a big holiday push for gambling, and we use that as a time to look at what the casinos have brought to both Northwest Arkansas residents and the Cherokee Nation over in Oklahoma, pro and con. Problem gamblers, jobs for depressed areas. There's an amazing amount of multifaceted, I hate to say pro and con again, but the good things and the bad things that these casinos can provide, and so many people in the country are within just an hour or so of a casino anymore. You don't have to fly to Vegas.
Yeah, let's see. If we're sitting here in an office in Fayetteville, I can go north across the Missouri line, and there's a casino in Joplin, right?
I don't know if it's in Missouri or if it's just over the Kansas side, but it's basically Joplin, yes.
Yeah, basically the Joplin area. And then, of course, West Salem Springs.
Certainly.
Has one. And then you can go further on into Oklahoma, and before you get to Tulsa, there's...
There are also a couple across the state line from Fort Smith.
Fort Smith, right.
Or you can jump over to Tunica, south of Memphis. That's about a five-hour drive, but it's fairly popular for people from the east side of the state.
So the examination of gambling, that'll run this weekend as well.
It will.
And then you, from big business of casinos to small towns, you worked on a story about why certain towns exist?
Sure. When the new census numbers came through, the city of Johnson, which sort of wedged between Fayetteville and Springdale, went over 2,500 population. That's considered a city of the first class in Arkansas. It requires some changes in how elected positions work, what services cities have to provide, etc. And we use that as a hook because we've often been asked, somewhat rhetorically, now why does Johnson exist? Some people just aren't sure. A lot of people are aware that most of the city services Johnson provides actually come from Fayetteville or Springdale, depending on which side of town you're on. Most people do seem to know they have their own police department. That's how we often get that question.
Yes.
The same questions, though, are often asked of two other small towns up in Benton County. That's Bethel Heights and Little Flock. People just don't know how they came to be, what their purpose is, and why they haven't been swallowed up in bigger surrounding towns like Rogers and Springdale.
I guess if you've lived here a while, I mean 30 years, you may not ask that question because they've always been here.
Actually, late 60s, early 70s is when these towns incorporated. So before that, you weren't even looking at an official city. But back then also there was the fact that the towns weren't touching each other like they are today. They haven't grown. They hadn't yet grown together.
There was something in between Fayetteville and Johnson.
Sure. Several miles of pasture or other undeveloped area.
I suppose at some point there was something between Plano and Dallas and Richardson and all those places that I can't keep straight in the Metroplex.
Sure. You look even down south in Pulaski County, which is... there's very little of it that isn't Little Rock, yet there's Kamak Village down there that is completely surrounded by Little Rock, yet it's its own city. You look down south in Arkadelphia, where there was a vote 2 years ago that would have combined Caddo Valley, a small community just in the north, with Arkadelphia itself, a merger. The residents of Arkadelphia approved that, but Caddo Valley turned it down.
All right, so we'll get the update on the family from Cincinnati this weekend, gambling this weekend, and tiny towns next week.
That's right.
You're both reporters. Do either or both of you have July 4th off?
Yes.
I managed it.
Congratulations.
I'm happy.
Actually, for the first time in several years, Kyle, the intern somehow managed to get the July 4th holiday off, so I guess we're going to have to scramble and see who is working. That's typically been intern duty.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel a little sick. I feel a cough coming.
Tony Hernandez, Dan Kraft, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.